It's a busy day on Mud Pond, a nature preserve in Ottawa, Ontario. A beaver swims back and forth along the shoreline. Canadian geese sit on their nests, flapping their wings at intruders. Daniel Brunton is an avid birder and naturalist. He visits Mud Pond almost every day.
There are tens of thousands of organisms here, in this one little oasis in an urban area of over a million people. It's really important that places like this are protected.
Protecting natural areas is part of Brunton's job. He's an environmental consultant, and he studies the impact of human activity on plants and animals. He fears Canada's proposed endangered species law won't give them the protection they need.
It's a very poor proposal. I think it's ineffective. I think it's worse than ineffective in that it gives the illusion of protection, when in fact it will not protect very much at all.
The Species at Risk Act would be the first federal law of its kind in Canada. It creates a scientific committee to research which animals and habitats are endangered. Those recommendations then go to a panel of government officials who have the final say. But unlike the American Endangered Species Law, the proposal does not guarantee habitat protection. Daniel Brunton says that's a serious mistake.
Without habitat protection, forget it. We might as well just grab these things, put them in captive breeding programs, and distribute the individuals amongst zoos and say, see, we've protected the whooping crane. Give me a break. It doesn't matter unless they're operating in the wild as they should.
Environmentalists say this could also affect animals that live on the American side of the border. Stuart Elgee is a lawyer for the Sierra Legal Defense Fund. He says most of Canada's endangered species migrate back and forth between the two countries. And when they come into Canada, their status will change.
Those species would get mandatory habitat protection within the U.S., but once they crossed into Canada, it would be entirely up to government's discretion whether or not to protect them. So species like the grizzly bear, for example, the U.S. has spent millions of dollars trying to save the grizzly bear in northern Montana and northern Idaho. When it roams into Alberta or southern British Columbia, not only can it legally be hunted, but its habitat can be destroyed without legal protection.
But supporters of the bill say it will protect these animals. And they point out that up until now, Canada has had no federal endangered species law. It had to rely on a patchwork of provincial laws. Steve Curtis is the Associate Director General of the Canadian Wildlife Service. They oversee wildlife protection for the government. He helped write the Species at Risk Act. And he says it was clear that federal protection was needed.
The decisions on land use and development are occurring now daily, all the time, and largely without taking into consideration impacts on threatened and endangered species. Now that will all change.
Curtis says the Canadian government wanted to avoid the number of lawsuits that occurred in response to the American law, so they decided to narrow their definition of habitat. He says only critical areas will be protected.
Clearly, we want to address and protect the habitat of species, but often it's simply not that obvious where all those habitats are. And before you can put in place effective protection measures, you need to know.
But perhaps the most controversial part of the bill involves the way endangered species will be chosen. In the U.S., biologists with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recommend new endangered species. The service's director has the final say. But in Canada, the decision will rest with a cabinet of political leaders. Curtis says this will ensure that all views are represented. But environmentalists like Daniel Brunton are appalled.
A bunch of politicians have to agree on a technical matter like whether or not species A, B, or C is endangered. We're all endangered. And the bottom line is that our protection for rare and endangered species on a national level is not quite as good as Costa Rica's, I suspect, right now. And I would much prefer that we're honest enough to recognize that and to accept that we're a third world country in terms of protection for significant special species.
The Species at Risk Act will soon go to a committee, which will hold public hearings. A final vote is expected sometime next year. Daniel Brunton hopes Canadians will speak out against the bill. He says in a country known for its wildlife, it's crucial they start focusing on protection rather than politics. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Ottawa, Ontario.